background checks and insurance requirements have been sticking points for municipalities across the country seeking to regulate the emerging ride-for-hire industry, particularly the insurance requirements, which taxicab companies say are unfair. Uber has long maintained that because its drivers use their personal vehicles, they only need commercial coverage when carrying or on the way to pick up passengers. Taxis are required to have that higher coverage at all times. Jacksonville's risk management chief Twain Duckworth says perhaps taxis and so-called transportation network companies, or TNCs, should both have less coverage.
I think, if anything, a lot of people have been trying to take the TNCs to the taxi cab model, when the taxi cab should be arguing we're more like the TNCs in some way, shape, and form. But at any event, I would recommend having some more of a more rational level of insurance requirement for the time when TNCs do not have people in the vehicle.
However, that change would only be accomplished by tweaking state law. On Wednesday, the City Vehicle for Hire Committee did agree to limit taxi vehicle inspections to once instead of three times a year. But two bills dealing with other ride-for-hire regulations are stuck in the Finance Committee. Ryan Bank, WJZT News.